As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Cordell Woodland joins us now. Cordell, what's up, man?
What's going on?
What's up, Cordell? You ready for tonight, Cordell?
I got my sleep in last night in preparation for this weekend, so we'll see how much I got in the tank, but I think I'm ready.
What's the chance that you're waiting up to 11:30 to see this pick, and then they trade out, and you got to wait till tomorrow?
I've been there before. I've been doing the show one time.
Yeah, I'll be at the castle, so that'll kind of be annoying. I'm kind of prepared for anything, though, at the same time. I think this we could see some surprises, especially tonight in the first round. So I'm kind of prepared for anything.
Hey, Cordell, the biggest thing, you got, what's the food like at the draft spread? You know, like when I was at the Redskins for the media, we had food all day long. I mean, we had breakfast, lunch, dinner. You had it all, you know, and it was catered, you know. So I would imagine it's good, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's usually pretty good. They have a nice snack spread. They have the chips and a ton of candy put out on the tables throughout the night, and obviously assorted drinks and stuff like that. Now, with the food spread, it's been weird the last couple of years because I usually have to do a show like I do tonight. Me and Ben are on tonight from 6:30 to 8. So by the time I get there, the food is kind of taken out. Now, there have been a couple of times, and I hope they're listening now, that the kitchen staff has been very nice enough to put something to the side for me and then have it brought out when I get there. So I would gladly appreciate if they do that again tonight. If they don't, it's cool. But, you know, I felt like it's the perfect time to plug that in.
Well, you know what you can do is, you know, Coleman always takes extra. So, you know that if you get there late, Coleman's probably got a little something on the side.
Yeah, he'll have some doggy bags with him, definitely.
It just depends on what his appetite is, on whether or not I can trust him to take it and not eat it. Yeah, that's the whole point.
So, Cordell, what do you think tonight? What would you like? What is Cordell Woodland? You know, if you're Eric DaCosta, what are you hoping falls to you? Which guy?
Well, I do believe that they love Malachi Starks. I've just talked to a couple people that really feel like that's where their heart lies. And I look at him as, and not just him, I mean, even Worry too, if they could get their hands on him. But I just think they need an instant impact guy. And with those two, with what you can do, bringing a safety in, like either one of them, but just to say Starks, because even Worry is most likely definitely going to be gone. But assuming they get a guy like Starks, that changes a lot of the dominoes on your defensive side of the ball, because it instantly impacts how you can use Kyle Hamilton. Mm-hmm. It instantly impacts how your defense is going to look this year. He can play up, he can play back, he can play in the box, he can do a lot of the things that Kyle can. I'm not ready to say he can do it as good as Kyle can, obviously. But it allows them to get back to using Kyle Hamilton as their ultimate chess piece. So I look at a guy like Starks as kind of like a force multiplier, because he's a good player coming in, but he immediately impacts your best player on the defensive side of the ball and how you use him.
Talking to Cordell Woodland here on Vinny and Haney, and Cordell, it's easy to look at it in years past. We'd say, all right, it's going to be the Raiders that does it. We've seen other teams come in and be like, the Buffalo Bills grabbing players that nobody thought they'd grab. Jacksonville, is there a wild card this year? Are we going to see something goofy? We've talked about the Steelers maybe moving up for Shador. We've talked about Jacksonville maybe picking up Jonte. I saw like Tyler Warren to the Bears. Like some of these are really intriguing if it happens. Do you think we have a wild card tonight and see something goofy?
Oh, we always will. I mean, look, I was at the draft in Philly the year that the Bears traded up for Mitch Trubisky. And, I mean, I had never seen that many people all on the same page. Like, what are the Bears doing? And it's like every year there's some team that makes some sort of head-scratching move. And I'm kind of surprised that the Shador stuff has turned out to be the way that it is. I don't think Shador... You know, I don't think Shador is a reach in the first round. I'm not saying that he's the best quarterback in his class. I'm not saying he should be a top three pick. But I have been kind of surprised with the kind of the 180 on Shador. I get how people may feel about him character-wise to a degree. I think he's confident. But sure, when you're Sanders and you got your dad doing what he does and they're not afraid to talk, it's going to rub some people the wrong way. I get that. But I think on the field, the dude has been solid. He's not perfect by any means. He holds the ball. He takes bad sacks. But God knows, he played behind one of the worst offensive lines in the nation, and he still made plays happen. He is very accurate with the ball. I think he has a stronger arm that people give him credit for. So I'm not necessarily buying the noise of Shador not being a first-round pick the way that it's come up the last couple of weeks. I think that's probably the biggest surprise, but it won't be a surprise to me, but I think to other people, I don't think Shador's stock is going to fall the way that people have made it out to be.
Now, Cordell, what would you say if the Ravens took a O-lineman, number one, and then number two, what are you predicting for them?
So with the linemen, you know, I do expect them to draft a couple of linemen throughout the weekend. I would be fairly surprised if it is in the first round, just because
really? I wouldn't.
I don't really know, or I don't fully have a grasp of how they feel about their left guard spot right now. I that's the thing. If you're going to draft a lineman,
I think they want him to be McCary, Cordell. I think they want him to be McCary because he's always hurt.
Well, I'm just not drafting a McCary in the first round, me personally.
No. No, they want
Voorhees.
Voorhees to be McCary.
Oh, okay. I got you. I got you. Well, if that's the case, if you're drafting him to start, that's one thing. And if you think he's really one of the best guards in this class and stuff like that, sure, I'm all for that, but I'm not drafting anybody in the first round at this point that I'm not expecting to play right away. So that's my thing.
If it's
a lineman that they plan to plug and play immediately, so be it. But if he's going to be the swing lineman, sixth man, then I'm all for that.
Cordell,
for Washington, anything defensively, I guess they're in a spot right now to where they just need to acquire talent. They overachieved in a big way last year, and that's what happens when you have your quarterback. But they have quite a few needs. So they're in a good spot to where they can kind of just draft best available, and I don't think that'll be their situation in the first round. I think they can kind of go through most of the weekend drafting with that philosophy because they just need to acquire as much talent as possible, but specifically on the defensive side. Their secondary is garbage. They need a corner in the worst way. They need a safety, and they need somebody that can get after the quarterback.
Hey, Cordell Woodland joining us here real quick. Tell everybody where they can find you tonight, what time?
Yeah, me and Ben, Fresh Take, will be on from 6:30 to 8, getting you ready for the draft tonight. So we'll be talking, obviously, a lot about this weekend's draft and, of course, about the Orioles and what's been going on with them. Dropped another one last night, trying to avoid the sweep against the Nationals tonight. I mean, it's going from bad to worse for them. Even though last night had some bright spots, Sagano, Jackson Holliday having a good game, Kjærstad as well, but also in Westberg hitting that triple, kind of getting out of the slump, but just too many bad things happening for the Orioles, and it's kind of, I think they're in that danger zone to where I'm kind of looking at my phone waiting for a notification at this point that they have made some sort of massive change because it's been that bad.